The next stage is preparation, and how the preparation stage goes in terms of how long it lasts and how it's navigated by your client is influenced by many factors. In the wellness perspective, often people who, whether you've been coaching them to this place or whether they're new clients, because there is this more stable environment around them and they have more assets and resources that they can turn to good use for themselves. The preparation stage can be a lot easier and faster than might be expected in a preparation stage for somebody in recovery perspective, where there may be many big changes that need to be made before the client is really ready to go into full-scale action. So this is a good thing that we can have this faster and speedier approach. The main point about this really is that, in the same way, again, the principal question is what is going to make this change more likely to be successful? And this is really about having a good plan, and that plan is related to what the change objectives are for themselves, and then, of course, how they are going to go about that change, how to change. How to change is an interesting one because not everybody approaches it in the same kind of way. Rule of thumb, again, as you've heard through this program and will continue to hear through this program, the rule of thumb is that small, chunked down, doable changes that compound over time are really the ideal ways to go about the how to change. So, again, in much the same way as we said in the recovery module, we want to avoid those great big clusters of great big changes which clients try to make all at the same time. That can be the case, but that is the exception rather than the rule.